Cordova is a charming river town that has long occupied this treasured spot along the banks of the Mississippi. Many early travelers and locals took advantage of Cordova's first library, which started as a reading room in 1876. It occupied rented rooms in Mrs. G.W. Dean's home, which was located across the street from the present library until 1914. In 1885, the village had four general stores, one grocery store, two drug stores, one restaurant, two blacksmith shops, two shoe shops, two wagon shops, one meat market, two grain buyers, two stock buyers, two lime kilns, two physicians and surgeons, and one lawyer. A wagon factory was also located where the present Cordova Public Library stands. In 1936, the village consisted of two churches, two schools, three garages, four grocery stores, a drug store, a barber shop, a bank, a depot, a library, a post office, a lunchroom, a meat market, two elevators, a coal business, a blacksmith shop, the Farmers Association, and the MWA. The population was approximately 400. The population of Cordova hasn't changed a great deal. The town retains its quaint feel to this day, having 633 residents as listed in the 2000 census. In modern Cordova, there are two gas stations, a post office, one church, which is the Cordova Baptist Church, and a bed and breakfast. The library has become one of the vibrant centers of Cordova. In 1914, the library maintained 4,000 volumes. By 1954, that grew to 6,618, and now it holds an impressive 18,944 volumes, including books, DVDs, audiobooks, music, and magazines. The Cordova Library ranks sixth in the nation against libraries from towns of similar size.